just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Paul. He asks, what happens if I'm selling my house and a bomb shelter is found buried on the property? This house is in town on a small lot in an older neighborhood. Well, it depends on when the bomb shelter was discovered. If you found it while you were in the process of selling your home, then you should disclose it. If you were unaware of its existence on your property until after the sale, then generally there should be no disclosure issue. I hope that helps. The next question is from Dixon. Dixon asks, my wife and I are separating. We refinanced our house last October 2021. I signed, even though her name is on the mortgage. We have lived in this house for 18 years. I plan to file for divorce once I move. I have paid half the mortgage and utilities since 2004. I contacted the court today and found out she used a ladybird deed. She put her niece on it. My question is, am I a homeowner as well, even though her name is on the mortgage? I found a ladybird deed in 2019 with my name. What impact does it have on me? So a ladybird deed is only effective upon death. And so your wife could only deed out her interest in her portion of the property at the time of death. It has no effect during her lifetime. Even though there is a ladybird deed, a court will likely divide the property interest equally between both parties in the event of a divorce. A real estate attorney will also need to see how current title is held by the entireties or tenants in common, etc. This will also impact how title can be conveyed. The final question today is from Arthur in Flat Rock, Michigan. He says, we discussed a price with the realtor, then he listed it for $50,000 less than we discussed. What can we do? So Arthur, a listing needs to be endorsed by the property owner. Did you sign the document in blank? The list price should be listed on the listing agreement at the time of signature. If you have further problems, I would suggest first calling the agent's broker to get it corrected. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.